Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Got it. Welcome, America. That's right. I'm the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. Hello, everyone. This is a special edition of Home Talk USA. We're going to be talking to Miss Rita Crompton. She is the inventor lady. This is the special segment of our show called Invent America. That's right. We're trying to reinvent America. It's all about technology. It's all about entrepreneurship. It's all about developers and dreamers and all the capitalistic ideas that make this company great. So I thought, you know what? Let's do a show on this. Let's feature America. We don't counterfeit nothing. We don't copy things. We don't steal things. What we do is what, America? Invent. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So welcome all of you to a special edition of Home Talk USA right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. And now I'd like to welcome my little sidekick on the Invent America show, which you can catch each week, every week on the second hour of Home Talk USA. She's on the line right now, and my co-host, hey Rita, how you doing? You sound I'm all pumped up this week, right?
It has been a great week.
Well, I tell you, you know, I try to, everybody asks me, King, do you watch the news? Do you see what's happening with this woke political thing and the liberals fighting the Republicans and the Republicans, the conservatives, the MAGNA group, the Antifa? I mean, this country is like, you know, and at the end of the day, China, now this is not a political show, but I'm just facing facts. China is laughing their little butts off because they're stealing everything and we allow them. But you know one thing they can't steal? Our mind.
Ideas. That's right.
Our ideas. They can't steal that. They got to wait till actually we produce it, and then all these stupid manufacturers are giving away the technology to China. But hey, we're going to stop that. Enough's enough. You know, hey, we live in the greatest country on earth, and we got to go after and let people know why inventors are so important. So, Rita, why inventors are so important?
Well, because they made America. You know, Invent America is our show because America invents. And honestly, if they all got here by a boat at one time or another, and if they couldn't fix the problems when the boat was leaking, they didn't make it. Same thing with the wagon train. You know, when they were going across the country, if you couldn't fix the problem. So my ancestors, they came over in the 1700s. Yours came over even earlier than that. If they could not fix a problem, they didn't live to the next day. And so it's in our genes, it's in our blood that we fix our problems. And so that's why I always say most of our inventors that have really good ideas in the marketplace, they are the ones that solved a problem out in the field, and they go, oh, cool idea, let's go to market. So for a lot of our inventors, you know, their expertise is the wow moment, and that's our topic for next week, so tune in. They need different service providers because their expertise might be fixing a wagon, but it's not necessarily intellectual property, marketing, prototyping, that kind of thing. So our topic today is the different service providers that you really need and what can you do yourself.
Well, you know, I wish our audience can see what we see when we go to these trade shows and we see 3,200 different product manufacturers and entrepreneurs and see the the technologies of the future. And you know what? I talked to somebody the other day. Well, you know, everything that's out there has already been invented. Well, I tell you what. Watch Shark Tank. I tell you what, there's a lot of stuff I see there that hadn't been invented yet. But there's that one great idea. Now, I'm not giving a plug for Shark Tank. But what I'm saying is the technology that you see, all the technology has not been invented.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, when we were at the show this last year, one of our inventors had his product stolen off the display table from the Habitat area where they were supposed to be displaying, you know, those new products and paid extra to be there. And he was so frustrated and upset. And I don't blame him. The funny thing was that he was the first one to get a licensing offer, and he goes, okay, I'm good now. I told you somebody wanted it.
Yeah, somebody wanted it. They took it.
But, you know, there's little things that, you know, I tell people is, you know, sometimes the better widget is what makes it. When you invent something brand new, it's harder to get to market because now you have to pay a lot of money to teach the consumer that you solved a problem they didn't know they had. When you've got a better flashlight, everybody understands a light flashlight is a light coming out of the end of the stick. But when you invented the one that wrapped around the pole, that's cool. So that's a lot of things we look at is, you know, potential market disruptor. You know, it might be a slight change, but it's, you know, technology is caught up. So you can make it now at a price the consumer goes, oh, I want that.
Yeah.
And all of those things play into when I look at a product for an inventor and say, okay, yeah, let's work with this. We're always looking at price points. And, you know, when a licensee asks me four very basic questions, we can do that initial interview in 30 seconds because they want to know. And where I see inventors make some of the big mistakes is that they hire either the wrong service provider or they hire one too soon.
Well, tell us a little bit about our show. What we have up this hour.
Well, we're going to be talking to a couple of inventors who've got products just getting ready to go into the marketplace. So they've hired a lot of different service providers. And, you know, one of the things I look at is, you know, well, I hired somebody to do a business plan. No, don't waste the money. Every dollar that you have, we used to say, don't spend a dime until it's time, and then you got to step up to the plate. But when you're looking at those early dollars, it's like, oh, I've got a budget of this much. Well, you're going to need that budget, all right, to stretch a long way. And so when I see them make some serious money mistakes early on, that means they've got less money to work with. And a lot of times that's when the deal tanks is because they just run out of funding and the spouse won't let them mortgage the house.
Well, they made the mistakes, and you're right. They made, well, hey, look, Rita, Invent America, we're going to give you the blueprint. We're going to, you know, it's like go and see the wizard, you know, traveling down the yellow brick road, step by step. We're going to have some obstacles on the way and, you know, this and that. But at the end of the day, we're going to give you the floor plan out there that at the end of the day, you're going to get up to that castle. You're going to knock on that door and you're going to see the wizard behind the curtain. And he's going to have all your dreams because you did all the foundational work that you need. And all you have to do is listen to the Invent America show each week and every week.
Right.
But hey, this is a special edition of Home Talk USA. We want to invite everybody just to stay with us and talk to some of the technologies of the future. And look, please remember, we don't charge our guests to be on this show. This is not a pay-to-play network or a broken network. You give the king a check and we'll get you on the air. It doesn't work that way. We go out and find you. That's what we do here each week and every week. So, hey, stay tuned. I'll be right back. Oh, always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator. You know it. Hey, I was green before green was even cool. I'll be right back. Yay!
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, welcome to a special edition of Home Talk USA, where we're talking to inventors all across America, along with my co-hosts, the Inventor Lady herself. We're having a great time. But hey, check out our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. You can also check out our television show at HomeTalkTV.com. Well, pretty much anything you want to know about this show, the Invent America, it's sitting right there on our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. All right, Rita, man, I tell you, we're just rolling along, and I just love this segment of the show, this special edition, to talk to all of inventors. But our next guest is not an inventor, right? Oh, he isn't. He is an inventor.
He is.
Yeah.
George Peters is my inventor go-to expert. He's the president of the New England Invents, and he's got multiple products in the marketplace. He's been to the White House with Kettle Pizza. So, no, George is a seasoned inventor and a good friend. And part of it is, you know, we've spent so much time commiserating on hiring the right service providers over the years. Because, George, I've known you for, what, 15 years?
What? At least, Rita, at least that. And thank you for having me on. And, Michael, thank you.
No problem.
So at some point, every inventor, no matter how good they are, needs a service provider because nobody can do everything exactly right. So who and what do you think is the most important in the service provider arena, or how to choose one?
Certainly early on, Rita, I sought out legal advice very early in the process to see if I could get some insight on what I was about to go through. And that was my very first, before I even started to look up anything, I wanted to know what I was getting into, and I found an excellent intellectual property attorney in Concord, New Hampshire, Kevin Klugot, which gave me some excellent advice. Good advice to not do it or do it, but he was very fair, didn't charge me anything. But I sought legal advice right at the beginning. That's what I thought was very important, and that's what I encourage other, future inventors should do. I thought that was most important.
Yeah, I know that you would laugh when there was an inventor talking to you, and he said, "Well, I'm doing my own patent," and you said, "Aha, yeah, you tell Rita that and see what kind of feedback you get on it." And it made me laugh when he told me, he said he'd say that. I think being able to have inventors in hook up with the inventor organizations. You've got New England Invents. We also do the Inventors Roundtable. So I want to invite all of you listeners out there to join us on the Inventors Roundtable, because the groups that are accessible to inventors, whether it's virtually like Inventors Roundtable or in person like New England Invents, those resources for inventors, it gives them certainly options. But it gives them then a chance to start learning the process so they don't make the killer mistakes.
Exactly right. I tell everybody, too, when an attorney goes into court and they need legal advice, you see them with their attorney. So that's why it always stuck with me that you never see an attorney representing themselves. So
right.
You shouldn't represent yourself to the patent process early on or even mid if you were filing, for your utility patent. That's a big red flag, and it will cost you later on in the process if you don't have a legal advice going in.
George, I like what you said. You know, an attorney that represents himself has a fool for an attorney, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And for as complicated as the process is, you need someone steadying to do that. And sometimes what happens is that in the middle of the process, you learn that maybe this isn't for you, and you haven't spent tens of thousands of dollars going down a path that you could have found out early on that it just may be something that's not for you.
Yeah. I want to encourage everyone to download the Inventor's Galaxy Guide, because that's on my website, Inventor Lady. It's free, but it goes through those steps so you understand where you can make choices on service providers.
All right, George, we definitely want to thank you for being our guest and for you coming on from time to time and giving us an update. And good luck to you. You know, president of the Inventor New England, that's a real good organization. And thank you so much for supporting America, American products, and America invention. All right, buddy?
Michael, thank you. And Rita, thank you for having me on and what you're doing for the independent inventors of America. Really appreciate it.
All right. All right, Rita.
Thanks, George.
All right, Rita. Wow, we got one more segment to go. We don't want our guests to go anywhere. We're going to have some breaking news coming up right off a break. And we're also going to talk about how you can feature your product on this show. I'm the Cajun Man, along with my sidekick, the Inventor Lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. This is Home Talk USA, a special edition of Home Talk USA radio program, streaming live on the World Wide Web at the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. I'll be right back. Yay!